Hey, welcome back. It's nice to have you. It's always nice to have you. Thanks for listening. So, you know, I'm going to explain this a little more in the podcast itself, in which I read from a script, so I hope you don't mind. It just helps me, you know, flow better, and I stop rambling when I have a script. But Good Morning Nate has kind of adopted a more faith-based tone, which is not bad because I'm a faith-based person, you know, but yeah, I've been studying more, you know, self-help stuff also, non-faith-based things. I'm not saying God doesn't connect to every part of your work, but, you know, this is some high-level stuff. For a lack of a better term, it's a bit intellectual. and it's not something that everyone on my YouTube audience will appreciate. I don't even know if my Twitter audience will, but I know that you podcast people, you guys are into this sort of thing. So let me know if you want me to make content on YouTube or Twitter that you know, is similar to what you're about to hear in the podcast. It's like work self-help stuff. If you enjoy it, let me know on nate.punzalan@gmail.com. You know where to find me. I know you guys are always emailing. Thank you very much. Sorry it takes me a while to reply sometimes. But yeah. Without further ado, this is How to Become a Legend. It's not a tutorial on how to become a legend. I just thought that would be a nice title for the podcast episode. But what I talk about does relate to it. So here it is. I hope you enjoy. So the whole point of Good Morning Nate was to dump my daily thoughts onto an easy-to-publish medium. And, you know, I have quite a lot of thoughts. Many of them are faith-based, but honestly, a lot of them aren't either. I've been spending a lot of time reading and listening to podcasts, and there's really a whole lot that I'm learning, especially about myself. And these things, for lack of a better term, are quite, you know, high-level. I've been scared to share them with others because I worry that you won't be interested. But if I'm so engrossed in it, then that means that it's possible that a person can be engrossed in it, and hopefully that's you. If not, then it was worth a shot. I just want to share something that's been super helpful to me lately. It's not my own creation, but the podcast that I learned from it is an hour long, so hopefully I can condense my learnings from all the new material I'm reading and listening to so that you can learn them also without having to go through all the fluff and clutter. And I mean, not that any of that is bad. The podcasts and readings themselves are always great most of the time. This one comes from the Ultra Working podcast hosted by Sebastian Marshall. So if you like what I'm about to share with you and you want to go deeper, you should listen to their episode called Elemental Rankings. And no, I'm not talking about video games or Avatar The Last Airbender, although that's super awesome too. Elemental as in basic, like how you can use the word atomic to mean the smallest, most basic part, something like that. So this guy, the creator of the podcast, Sebastian Marshall, is obsessed with peak performance, right? And I'm not talking about simply performing well. I'm not talking about merely outshining others, graduating with honors, employee of the month. Psh, his goal doesn't even stop at being the best in his company. His goal is to be the best in the world. I'm serious. It sounds like a cartoon, right? But this guy is dead serious. His field is strategy, and he has mentioned more than once that driven by the core purpose of serving others and advancing humankind, he wants to be the best strategist of his generation. Galing nga eh. He says that too many people are living such mediocre lives simply because they don't set goals. They don't strive to be great. They drift through life, taking what life gives them without challenging the norm. But this guy, he wants to be the Michael Jordan of strategy. Not for the sake of glory, but for the sake of service. This guy wants to become a legend as great as Sun Tzu, Napoleon, John Rockefeller, or Jeff Bezos. The balls of this guy, right? I mean, I know we all set goals sometimes, but have you ever set a goal to be the best in your generation? The farthest I've gone was to strive to be the best in my class. But, you know, there's still my batch, and then my school, and then my region, and then the Philippines, and then ASEAN, and then Asia, and then the world. So yeah, this guy is serious business, and he's not crazy. He puts in the work, hours and hours and hours of research, analysis, and application, all to bring the goal of peak performance closer to ordinary people. If you do any kind of knowledge work, his method will increase your efficiency by 200 to 400%. And I'm not kidding. I have friends who have tried it, professionals who have tried it, and I myself have tried it. It checks out. It takes discipline, but it really works even for his corporate clients. So if you want to check that one out, go to ultraworking.com/cycles. Okay, enough about that. I just needed to show you how obsessed I am with this guy and his brain. I'm studying this guy to bits, all of his work, all of his, you know, readings, the books that he's written, the blogs, his podcast, and I'm learning a lot. Here's one of the most recent things I've learned. Elemental rankings. This is a system you can use to rate yourself in 7 different categories. These categories are not your typical categories when it comes to getting work done, so don't be surprised if one or two of them sound a little weird. But if you give it a solid think, you'll realize that these categories really are a good way to holistically measure your capabilities when at work. And this applies whatever field you're in. The first is coverage, and this means having a holistic skill set for your role. The original Ultra Working podcast episode called Elemental Rankings will explain this better and more in depth. But imagine being a basketball player. You can't just be a good shooter. You need to be able to pass well, to handle the ball well, to rebound, to play defense, to work well with your team, and even to perform under pressure when a lot of people are watching. That's coverage. You can't be a good graphic designer if all you know is color theory. That's nice, but you also need to know composition, typography, formatting, and all that good stuff too. And if you want to take it up to another level, a great graphic designer will be well versed in related industries like photography, copywriting, social media, etc. That's coverage. So after coverage, there's communication. This means speaking just enough for optimal understanding. You need to know how to tell others what needs to get done, or report or present essential information without dragging the meeting or leaving anyone confused. Promptly replying to emails and messages is another aspect of this. After communication, there's speed. And this is simply being described by Sebastian as being ahead of schedule. If you had a 10-page essay due in 5 days, then equally divided, you'll be in schedule if you wrote 2 pages a day. But being ahead of schedule is writing 3 pages a day instead of 2 pages a day, and being done in 4 days instead of 5 days. Writing 5 pages a day and being done in 2 days instead of 5 days shows exemplary speed. If you can do this with every important work task that you have, then you have outstanding speed. After speed, there's prioritization. This means knowing what to do now. There are things you need to do, but not now. There are also things you don't need to do, but you're doing them now. Sorting tasks through urgent and important is one thing. The other thing is actually doing the task. If you find yourself always procrastinating or doing something unimportant and unurgent when there's something very important due tonight, then you don't only lack speed, but prioritization as well. If you know how to focus on the most important and urgent things first, and you know how to say no to the unimportant and unurgent things, you have great prioritization skills. After prioritization, there's what's called finishing. So I don't understand this one as deeply, so go check out the podcast episode if you want. But if I understood it correctly, this means getting the last 10% done well. Sometimes we are bombarded with so many tasks that we leave many tasks 80 to 90% done and then just submit that. Yung pwede na. Okay na to, there will be a few kinks, but no one will notice. Or, yeah, I was supposed to proofread this essay, but I'm sure that if there are typos, they will be super minor. Submit ko na. Finishing is making sure that you have your final result on lock. So after finishing, there's harvesting. And Sebastian squeezed in polish with this one too, so he calls it harvesting and polish. But I personally think polish belongs in with finishing, you know. So polish, which is the less significant word in this category compared to harvesting, means a little X factor. Putting a little extra something-something that will make others smile if they notice. Sometimes I slip in extra cool transitions into my videos or put in more dynamic subtitles than usual so that people can read what I'm saying more easily. Elle Woods' resume printed on pink scented paper in Legally Blonde, that's polished. And then there's harvesting. The more significant word of this category title, which is harvesting and polish, harvesting is maximizing and capitalizing on the gains that you receive from a completed task. So let's say I release a podcast. If I can get podcast listeners to not only listen until the end, but also to email me, so you can email me nate.punzalan@gmail.com, and then in our email conversation, I get them to sign up for, I don't know, let's say I had a mentorship one-on-one class, or even to buy merch or something like that, then that's capitalizing on the podcast listens that I get. That's maximizing. That's harvesting. YouTubers that use their reach to sell merch in addition to their main income stream of ad revenue, they know how to harvest well. Logan Paul was amazing at this because he's always plugging his merch. Lastly, after harvesting and polish, you have service focus. This is working for the good of others. I like how Sebastian added this one because, sure, it doesn't directly benefit your work, but it impacts the community around you. It doesn't benefit your work, but it benefits your network. At the end of the day, you want people around you that you can depend on, ask for help, and support you. But of course, I mean, if you have ethics that go beyond yourself, you'll want to live a life that adds value to others unconditionally. To be a blessing and a light to others is worth more than only working for your self-advancement. So there's coverage, communication, speed, prioritization, finishing, harvesting and polish, and service focus. But then, you know, for me, it's finishing and polish and then harvesting as a separate one. I don't know. It's up to you, whatever you want to decide on. But here's the juicy part. So the reason that I had to tell you that Sebastian wants to be the best, not just in his office or in his community, but in the world. The juicy part is you rate yourself on these categories from 1 to 5. 1 star to 5 stars. Sounds simple enough? Well, it is, but the rubric is not what you think. You either need to be a world-class master or high on ecstasy to rate yourself a 5 on any of these categories. Let me explain. You get 0 stars if you're incompetent. Simple enough. You get distracted easily, you still attempt to multitask, but end up in a reactionary workflow that makes you take thrice as long to finish your task. Yeah, you get a 0 in prioritization. 1 is if you're below average. If you submit projects 11:59 on the day that they're due, sure, you're on time, but by no means is this the kind of behavior close to ideal. You get 1 point in speed. 2 is if you're competent. Yes. So if you're a YouTuber and you can write a script, handle camera equipment, handle lighting and audio equipment, compose and expose a good shot, speak in front of the camera, speak in front of an audience, sort through your footage, cut your footage, color grade, add text and overlays, mix audio, export, upload, edit a thumbnail, write an enticing title, write a search optimized description, cross promote on Facebook and Instagram, including stories, reply to stories, inspect your analytics, find consumer insights, and turn them into actionable content ideas, you get 2 out of 5. A whopping 2 out of 5. You're competent, and that's good, but you're not even halfway through the scale. That example was for coverage, by the way. You see how revolutionary this is? You set your goals high, and you rate yourself honestly. Shows you how much you still need to do to get there. Personally, I find it motivating. Others might find it demotivating, but when you see the truth of who you really are, you'll realize you're not as great as you thought. So your next step up is 3 stars. 3 stars is for outperforming. If you are the best in your class, best in your department, or best in your community, you're outperforming. If people look at you and recognize you as more excellent than most others they know locally, then you are beyond competent. You are outperforming. Valedictorians and employees of the year are outperforming. Gold medalists at regional events, they get 3 out of 5. To get 4 stars, you need to be world class. You need to be in the top 1,000 in the world, and this is no joke. Kyrie Irving, Russell Westbrook, Damian Lillard, Joaquin Phoenix, Adam Driver, Margot Robbie, Owl City, Tori Kelly, Ben and Ben, Knox. Okay, so I mean, it's much harder to rate art and culture, like you know, actors, actresses in films, and musicians. But I hope you get it. I know a lot of it can be subjective, but I hope you understand my point when I compare these popular actors that got 4 stars to the 5-star ones. 5 stars is nothing short of legendary. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Tom Hanks, Robert De Niro, Julie Andrews, The Beatles, Pink Floyd, Queen. Compare these guys to Owl City, Tori Kelly, and Ben and Ben. You know what I mean? Like, world class, but legendary is different. Who can say that Michael Jordan isn't a legend? Enough said, right? Eminem, you know? Or The Beatles didn't leave a legacy that wouldn't last generations. Now, this is 5 stars. So forget the A's you got in your science class, because that's only a 2 or 3 in Sebastian's book. To get a rating of 5, you need to match Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking. Do you feel bad yet? No worries. Ako rin naman. Puro 1, 2, 3 lang din ratings ko sa sarili ko. And 3 is, I only have 1-3 in one category. And I have yet to score a 4 on anything, malamang. But that's a good goal to have. And it's a good measure of self. And you realize that, oh nga, no, there's a spectrum, like a collective ultimate spectrum from incompetent to the actual best of the best in all of history. You can actually even extend, you know, yung 3, 4, 5, give it like a 6 and a 7. Like, if you are completely, you know, ultimate, legendary, iconic for all generations, like, you know, Beethoven and Mozart, how they're still legendary up to today, you know, that can be a 6. I'm not so sure, but there is more. You know, you can aim higher. So when you're the smartest person in the room, you feel good about yourself, but you stop learning. The moment that you're the dumbest person in the room and teachable, you're primed for greatness. So set your standards higher, aim higher, chase a greater destiny, test the limits of who you can be, and expand the horizons of who you really are. Think of someone right now, think of someone you really look up to. And I'm not talking locally, I'm talking globally, maybe all throughout history. Make sure this person is someone you want to be like. Someone whose life you'd like to live, or whose skill set you'd like to have. Now, study that person and study hard. Know what he or she did to get that good. Understand their training, their routines, their habits, their work ethic, their community, who they depended on, their hardships, their experiences, everything. And, you know, if you want to replay that bit again, these are actually good points. You can Wikipedia that person. I'm not kidding. And maybe even read a biography of that person. Sebastian also said, you know, I'm going off of my script here. I'm sure you noticed that I'm reading off of a script, right? But Sebastian Marshall keeps saying that if you study history, you will understand what's possible. And I love how he looks at, you know, history as, yeah, there was a black plague that killed millions and millions of people. That's a repeatable history. Don't think that just because it happened once, it's never going to happen again. You know, things like that. Now we're experiencing a worldwide pandemic and we're not even at the peak of cases. And it's the same for positive things. So if you have, you know, legendary strategists like Sun Tzu, I don't even know how to pronounce his name right, but the Art of War guy, right? Then you can have legendary strategists of that caliber and that legacy in this day and age as well. Okay, let's go back to where I was on the script. So eventually, you'll see that if that person could become the person that he or she is today, the person that I told you to think about earlier, after studying that person, with that kind of legacy, that kind of mastery, then you can do it too. Aim high. Run fast, give it all you've got. You can do it. That's it. You know, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I love having you here. I love it when you listen until the end. What's up? Email me with a subject title, you know, burrito, and I'll know that you came from the end of this episode. If you really enjoyed it, just let me know. I believe in you. I know, you know, there's a challenge, and I know that a lot of people in this generation don't, you know, set goals that high anymore. So it's kind of difficult to think that you can become a legend, like a historical legend with a legacy that you've left for generations. But yeah, you can do it. If you have the passion for it, if you know you want to go for it, then there are many people out in the world who have done it. And if you put in the work, you put in the passion, you put in, you know, the love, I'm sure you'll be able to accomplish what you have in mind right now. Take care. Stay safe. See you next time. Let's seize the carpe diem together.